Hey there, Ed Gandia here, and welcome to this execution plan where we're going to dig deep into a different way to price some of your services. And specifically, we're going to discuss this idea of tiered pricing. Our guest instructor is the founder of marketing-mentor.com, Elise Bennin. You might be familiar with Elise and the great work she does out there. And she is a good friend and colleague and also a real pro in the area of pricing, especially this tiered pricing model. And I think these lessons are really going to get you thinking about how you can apply this concept to your own business in order to land bigger and better projects. Not only have we included some step-by-step training here, but we've also given you some worksheets and handouts that will help you implement this idea. So I hope you enjoy it, but more important, I hope you put it to good use. Hey, Elise, great to have you here again.
So good to be here, Ed.
Well, this is a fascinating topic and one that I know you're really passionate about, and I'm anxious to get into this with you. But before we get into too much detail, I think it's important to kind of get a lay of the land here. So why don't we start with kind of a 30,000 foot view of this tiered pricing idea. What exactly are we talking about when you mention that term, tiered pricing?
So people get very confused about this, first because pricing tends to confuse people, although it shouldn't, frankly. And then the idea of packages and value-based pricing and project pricing and all of these terms, which, by the way, in my opinion, no one uses any standard definition for, so you never know exactly what people are talking about, especially when it comes to value-based pricing. And so my answer to your question is an attempt to simplify it as much as I possibly can. So tiered pricing is when a client asks you for a price and you give them two or three instead, because they actually don't know what they need, but you do.
That's a very elegant definition of it. So it's really not about the client saying, can you give me several options? You don't wait for that cue. It's really you taking the lead, it sounds like.
It's absolutely you taking the lead. And truthfully, that's where people, I think, are the weakest, is that they put the client in the leadership position and say, oh, you need a fill in the blank. All right, well, here's the price for it. And one of the ways I think freelancers and other self-employed people need to take the lead is to say, you think you need this, but I actually know better, so I'm going to give you a few different options at a few different price points. I think that should be a standard response.
And you know what? I agree with you. And I've also seen this work really well, this leadership role, even with savvy clients, because I agree. I mean, even really savvy clients who seem to know what they want, what you do for them is only part of their job, right? So you are an expert in this area. They have to be kind of a mini expert in all these different areas. So it's not, I don't think it's out of place for you to make recommendations.
No, and I think the good clients value that and are looking to creatives exactly for that.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're looking for a pair of hands to execute on and implement their ideas, and that's not what they pay for.
I know I've felt every time I've been in the situation, even when I think I know exactly what I want, like we recently had a landscape designer come in, just of something really straightforward and simple. She came in and asked a bunch of questions and gave us several options. And you know what? Even though I was dead set on what we wanted, I'm glad she gave me several options because I hadn't thought of them.
Exactly. And now, just as a little side note, we're talking kind of about the clueless client. And I like to position myself and present myself as the clueless client when I am the client, because that way I can ask for, you know, just pretend I know nothing and tell me everything you think I need to know.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, I mean, I think some of the benefits are, we've kind of implied them, right? But what are some of the benefits, especially those that a lot of people don't think about when they're considering or learning about this idea of offering different prices?
Well, the main one is that when you only offer one price, then they either say yes or no. And if you offer three prices and three options, then you get three opportunities to get them to say yes or no. So it essentially expands your potential of working with the client.
I like that. So it's not yes or no. It's do you want A, B, or C?
Exactly. And then also, I think inevitably you can earn more and you can charge more because most clients don't want the cheapest option. And if you only give them one, they don't know if that's the cheapest option. And if you give them three, low, middle, highest, most of them will take the middle and some of them will take the highest and you're automatically earning more.
I like that. I like earning more.
We all do.
What would you say in terms of people who are afraid to offer higher options? So, of course, you have the low and the medium, but a lot of people are worried and scared that if I do that, I will turn off the client. What would you say to that?
Stop it. Just stop it. That's what I would say. Stop being afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. And, you know, this comes down to how you present it also, which we will get to. But, you know, just in terms of the fear, get over it. This is business.
Good advice. In terms of who can benefit from this approach, you know, is this a select few who should try this and the rest should stay away from it? Can you give us some examples of, let's just say, how a writer or a designer or maybe even a web developer could use it? And we're going to get in some very detailed examples, but just, you know, high level, what do you see as the possibilities for implementing this?
So, for example, a content writer can offer basic blogging as the lowest level and add social media for the middle level and then maybe more of both for the highest level. Or it could be as simple as, you know, quantity. The lower level, you get one of the thing, whatever the thing is. At the middle, you get two or three, and then we have a volume discount, but it costs more at the higher level. It could be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. I know direct response writers who offer a short landing page as the lowest and a long landing page as the highest, and maybe add an email to the short one for the middle. So you can do an add-on as part of your additional thing to the package. And let's just define here, because we haven't yet, the difference between package pricing and tiered pricing, because this is where people get confused. And in my mind, they're kind of the same thing, except that package pricing is standard packages, and tiered pricing is when you take your standard packages and you customize them for a client, or if you don't have standard packages, then you come up with custom packages for a client, and those are the tiers.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, that's a very important distinction. Makes sense.
Yes, but they're essentially the same thing. Let's see. A web developer can offer a basic, you know, 5-page website as the lowest option, add a newsletter and social media design for the middle option, and add maintenance for the highest option, ongoing maintenance. Mm-hmm. I also was remembering a proposal that I made to a company that wanted me to create content. And so I offered two versions, only two. And that's an option two, is to only offer two, a low price version and a high priced version, knowing that they probably wouldn't go for the higher priced version. And they didn't. They wanted the low price version, which was fine. So I made it a monthly webinar with two email newsletters versus a monthly webinar with two email newsletters, two blog posts, and a podcast, right? That was the difference. The lower one is just, you know, two things, and the higher one is that plus a couple other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense. So you're building on the basic one.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about a designer? I mean, I think designers have a lot of opportunities here as well.
Sure. I mean, a designer can offer a logo, especially because that's what people think they need. So the basic level is, all right, here's your logo. But of course, most people who need a logo also need a lot more. So the middle level could be a business card and stationery, and then the higher level could be add a website to that.